This is Tom Tomaszewski with something to help you relax. I've got to point out that it may not actually feel relaxing all the way through, but the end result, I hope, will be that you'll become more relaxed. So to begin with, find somewhere to sit that supports you. You need to be able to feel the ground firmly under your feet, and you should be sitting on something that somehow feels substantial. So nothing that rocks, nothing that creaks, nothing that wobbles. Just find somewhere to sit. And make sure that the small of your back is supported, both of your feet on the floor. You may have your legs wound round each other. Let's undo them for now and see what that feels like. And put your shoulders back, allow them to drop. You can close your eyes for this, or you can make a sort of blurry focus on some point, maybe the floor in front of you. So, what we're going to do is essentially a body scan. There are other things that will be going on alongside it, some of which probably come under the heading of mindfulness. Most of the things I'll be talking about relate to what I'd call presence. And I suppose it all rests on the idea that you being conscious, your consciousness, you being alive in the world, is something that to begin with you feel. We start off with what we feel and we get to what we think. So, if you put your attention to your breathing, to your in-breath and your out-breath, just notice that. You're probably used to other meditational voices, other recordings talking about your in-breath and your out-breath. Noticing your in-breath, noticing your out-breath, taking your attention back to your breathing if you become distracted. That's all true. I just want you to do something very simple, which is to breathe in and breathe out. Breathing in and breathing out. If you've got some sort of breathing difficulty, perhaps you have a problem with asthma or something like that, then just breathe as you feel comfortable. If that kind of thing's not an issue for you, then what I'd like you to do is to breathe in for a count of four, and then we'll hold the breath and then breathe out for a count of six. So the out breath is a little bit longer than the in breath. And then we'll pause and begin the cycle again. So sitting supported and comfortable, and bring your attention to your in breath. So breathing in and hold the breath and then breathing out. And pause, and breathing in, and hold the breath, and breathing out, and pause, breathing in, and hold your breath, and then breathing out. And then just keep breathing, noticing your in-breath. Notice as you breathe out, maybe the breath on your lips or through your nose, If you're able to do the breathing through your nose, you'll feel a slight resistance, which might help. And now, breathing in whatever way you feel comfortable with, but being aware of that. Breathing in, and breathing out. Put your attention down to your feet. Maybe wiggle your toes around a little bit. I tend to try and do something like this without any shoes on. That said, I've got my shoes on at the moment, and it doesn't seem to be a problem. So I suppose there's a lesson in that. Just go with what's there sometimes. Don't get too caught up in detail. So move your toes around a little bit, and then what I'm going to do is guide your attention right up your body, and anything that you feel, any thoughts, any sensations, just notice them and then let them go. When I was very young, I used to spend a lot of time wandering around in the middle of nowhere, really, up in Scotland, when I was a child, and I used to love reaching down into pools of water in little streams and things like that, lifting a stone up and seeing what was underneath it. And sometimes there'd even be a little bubble of air or something of that sort, which just rise up to the surface. And maybe it's a bit like that, just if something pops up in your mind, a thought, oh yeah, I should have done that, I don't know, I should have posted that letter, I should have. Just let that stuff go. Right now, doesn't matter. So if something pops up in your mind, just let it go like that little bubble of air rising up when you lift a stone. And with your attention down on your toes, moving those, and allow your attention to move up to your ankles. You might want to shift your feet at this point. You've been sitting for a bit now. You should be able to get a sense of where you're feeling uncomfortable. You might want to rearrange yourself. And if you want to do that, then just do it. The most important thing is to be aware of what's going on. And one of the main reasons for that is that sometimes we have a tendency to become frozen, less aware, less present, as our feelings creep up on us. Back to your feet. And maybe you've just rearranged them. So it's a bit of a slow journey so far. We're at our ankles. And allow your attention to shift up your leg, up your calf muscles. Maybe flex them. If you're feeling stiffness there, there's a fair old chance that you've been going through something. Maybe you're a bit angry. I often find that my calf muscles get very tense. And sometimes you find one of your muscles gets more tense than the other. Have a look at them. Just have a look and see, are you favouring one side of your body over the other? Just maybe even measure them sometime. I've found it's quite extraordinary how you can end up with a muscle on one side of your body, like your calf muscle on the right hand side, much larger than the one on the left. And that tells you something. You need to find some way of balancing yourself so that maybe you're exploring using your left side at least as much as your right side. Anyway, all these thoughts come popping up, leaving them behind, and we're at the calf muscles. And let's just move on up through your knees and make sure that your knees aren't locked. shift your feet again, maybe. And then up through your legs to your waist. Just noticing anything that's there, anything that comes to mind. If something comes to mind, then like that little air bubble I was talking about, let it go. And we'll move on. Their attention shifting up your back, up your stomach as well, up your core, just getting a sense of your body moving up towards your chest, your heart, your shoulder blades, up to your shoulders, and let your shoulders drop. Just let them drop. And allow your attention to go down your arms, down your upper arm, to your elbows, and what's happening there. Are you holding your hands somehow tightly so that your elbows are locked? Just relax them and allow your attention to wander down your forearms, to your wrists, and to your hands. Now, are your hands clenched up in a little ball? If so, let your fingers unfurl. Are you palms up? Are you palms down? Doesn't really matter which. It'll feel differently though, depending on which one you're doing. So what's it like? If your palms are down, maybe turn them up and see what you notice. If your palms are already facing up, just maybe place them facing down and see what that's like. And allow your attention to go down through your fingers. Stretch your fingers. Just notice all the times these days when you're using a computer tracker pad or a mouse or your mobile phone, you're texting, you're scrolling. Just notice how stiff your fingers can get. It's not good for them. So let them just rest comfortably and allow your attention to go back up your wrists, up your forearms, to your elbows, your upper arm, to your shoulders. Drop your shoulders again. And then up at your neck, maybe dip your chin down so that you're just touching your chest. Very gently stretching the back of the neck and then raising your head back up. Take a breath. Allow the breath to go out slowly. Let your jaw fall open. Just let your mouth open, your jaw drop. And let's see, what do you notice about your lips? Are they dry? Do they feel soft? Do they feel warm? Do they feel cold? Just notice that. And in your mouth, what's your tongue like? The roof of your mouth. Maybe run your tongue over your teeth. Just move your face muscles around a little bit. What's the skin like on your cheeks? Just notice what goes on if you bring your attention to your cheeks and then up to your nose. Maybe pausing for a moment in your process here and bring your attention back to your breathing, breathing in, breathing out. Just allow yourself to do that for a short while. Just breathing in, breathing out. And if your attention wanders, just bring it back. Allow your attention to go out towards your ears and have a listen around you. What do you notice? Don't get caught up in sounds, looking for their source or their story or what they mean. But maybe if you hear something, almost like touching it and just feeling what the surface is like, what the texture's like, how hard or how soft it is, you can do that with a sound. Just notice the different sounds around you. And instead of going into it to work out what it's about, that's the thought bit, you just notice what it's like, what it feels like. That's the feeling bit. So we're just feeling things here, feeling our way through ourselves, feeling our way through life around us, and we're not getting caught up in what our mind tells us about it unless we can help it. If we do, we bring our attention back to what's going on. So cycle through the different sounds one after the other. The end of that process, when you've cycled through the different sounds, come back. Just come back to your face, to your eyes. Are your eyes open or are they closed? Do they feel warm? Do they feel dry? Are there tears in your eyes? Just notice what's there. Notice what happens if you relax your eye muscles and go up to your brow and then up to your forehead, then up to the top of your head, and imagine a big beam of light just emerging, going up into the sky, up into the heavens, up into outer space, right up, and then coming back down through you, right the way through your body. Down through your body to your feet, and down into the ground underneath you. Somewhere down there it goes and it finds its place. And bring your attention back to your breathing, to your in-breath and your out-breath. Breathing in and breathing out. Breathing in and breathing out.